And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Goodbye, My Dilly. Sparky and I had gone over to Mayor Plumfront's house in order to pay him a little visit. He wasn't feeling so good. His back was aching. He had a bad cold. As a matter of fact, he said that nothing, not even a team of wild horses, could drag him out of his easy chair that day. And then he got a telephone call. A telephone call that not only changed the day, but, to a certain extent, changed Mayor Plumfront's life. Come join us now in Mayor Plumfront's living room, just as the phone rings.
Oh, I'm telling you, Buster, and lad, with this here aching back of mine, nothing could drag me out of this here house today. I just feel too bad. Answer the phone for me, lad, will you? And tell whoever it is that I'm sick. Will you do that?
All right. Boy, you sure must be feeling bad, Mayor.
Hello?
Yes, this is Mayor Plumfront's residence. This is Sparky talking. Oh, hello, Miss Dilly. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, I done went and forgot. Today's the day the charming Widow Dilly leaves the hospital.
I'm sorry, Miss Dilly, but Mayor Plumfront can't come to the phone right now.
Wait just a minute there. Lad, I didn't mean Miss Dilly here. Give me that phone there, lad.
Hey, Mayor, what's the matter? I thought you said...
Hello, my charming little Daffy Dilly. How are you, my sweet little sugar cake?
Don't frown like that, Sparky. The mayor's talking to his sweetheart.
What? Oh, now, wait a minute, Daffy. Don't do that. You can't do a thing like that to me. Oh, please, my little Daffodil. Where are you now?
Boy, he sure is excited.
Oh, Daffodil, my little love pigeon, don't leave. You stay right where you are till I get there. Stay where you are. I'll be right down. Buster, have you got your car outside? Come on, let's get it going. Get up out of your chair. Miss Dilly just phoned us from the railroad station. She's going to go back home to Florida. We can't let her get away. Her train leaves in 20 minutes. Come on, let's go. We got to hurry. Come on.
Oh, Mayor, I thought you said nothing, absolutely nothing, could get you out of this house.
Oh, be quiet, Sparky. Mayor, get your hat and coat, and I'll take you down to the railroad station just as quickly as possible.
Boy, Big John, look at the mayor. He's running around here like a chicken with his head chopped off.
Where did I put that thing?
He's so excited about heading off the Widow Dilly before she leaves town, he doesn't even know where he put his coat and hat.
Is he looking for his hat and coat? I know where they are.
You do? Well, where are they? What'd you do with them?
When we came in the front door, I saw the coat draped over the banister out there in the hall.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Hey, Mayor.
Don't bother me now, Buster. I can't find my hat or I can't find my coat. Can't seem to remember where it was that I put them.
Well, that's what I want to tell you. Your coat is out in the hall, draped over the banister, and your hat sitting on top of your coat.
Oh, is that... Oh, yes, so it is. Here it is. I found them. All right, Buster, you too, lad. Come on, let's get it going.
Well, we have to go. I guess we have to go. Come on, let's go.
Go ahead, Buster. Out the door with you. You run onto your car and get that motor started up, and I'll lock and close the door here.
Okay, Mayor, I'll do that. And don't worry, we'll get you down to the depot in plenty of time. We'll head her off all right.
Boy, Big John, Mayor Plumfront's so excited he's got his hat on upside down.
Yeah, so I noticed. And I sure do hope that we can get down to the depot before the Widow Dilly's train pulls out.
Don't you think we can make it, Big John?
Well, it all depends on the traffic, Sparky. All right, come on, get in. Listen, you sit over there in the back seat. The mayor can sit up here in the front with me.
Sure.
All right, now if we can get this motor started. Hope she turns over. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Here we go.
Here comes the mayor. Hey, look at that. Oh, look at the travel. A couple of minutes ago, he was saying his back aches so much he could hardly move. But look at him going now.
Well, the way he's running toward the car, you'd think he was a track star. Come on, Mayor. Hop in.
Well, I'm all in, Buster. All right, come on. Let's get it going. Let's go.
Well, we're on our way, Mayor.
Yes, and I sure hope that Buster can get this automobile of his going faster than it is now.
Look, don't worry, Mayor. Just give this old car a chance to get warmed up, and she'll go just as fast as you could want. Don't worry.
Yeah, and that's not very fast, Mayor. Boy, we could walk down to the depot faster than this old Tin Lizzie will go.
Oh, lad, don't talk like that. It gets your old mayor nervous. Oh, we've just got to get down to the railroad station before the Wittadilly's train pulls out.
Well, don't worry, Mayor. Don't worry. Everything's under control.
Yeah, everything's under control, all right. By the time we get to the station, Miss Dilly's train will be in Florida.
Terminal.
Yes, and we're lucky. There's a parking space right in front of the terminal here.
Good. How do you open up this here fool door?
Now, wait a minute, Mayor. Just wait till I get the car stopped all the way. There we are. Okay, now you can get out.
All right. Come on now, let's hurry. We still have to find my little Daffodil. Let's get on the inside.
I'm right with you, Mayor. Hey, will we get to see a train?
Why, of course we'll get to see a train. That's what this is. It's the railroad terminal. In fact, we'll see lots of trains.
Open up the door there, lad, and let's go on in.
Well, I'm telling you, we sure have got a pretty railroad terminal here in Cincinnati.
Say we have. One of the most beautiful railroad terminals in all the country, you know.
Yes, look how crowded it is. I guess the Wittadilly will be back by the train gates.
Yeah, that's most likely where she is. Now, come on, we'll have to take a look at the board and see what track her train is leaving on.
She's going on the Southern Railroad's Royal Palm, she said. Yeah, there's the board over there, Buster. Let's see. What track is the Royal Palm on there? That's it. Track 3. Is that what he said?
I think so.
Track 3, yeah, that's it. All right. Well, at least we know where to go.
Is that Miss Dilly's train, Mayor?
Yes, that's it. And there's the entrance to Track 3 right over there. And the Wittadilly isn't anywhere in sight.
Well, Mayor, let's just go on down by the train. Maybe she's waiting for you down there, all right?
Yeah, all right. Come on, lad, we're going down by the train.
Okay, boy, I can't wait till I see the train. Can we go inside one of the trains, Big John?
Well, lad, we'll go inside if the very charming Miss Dilly has already boarded.
Come on, let's hurry down this ramp. Come on, the Royal Palm leaves at 4:21. It's just a few minutes.
I'm telling you, Buster, I don't know whatever prompted that woman to up and leave Cincinnati. Spring is just around the corner, and we could have a beautiful spring wedding in somebody's garden under a romantic moon, you know.
Hey, look, there's a train. It's a streamliner. Look at the King stainless steel cars. Wait, look at this train.
There's Miss Dilly. She's just getting ready to go aboard the next car.
Oh, so she is. Hey, Daffy! Daffy! Oh, Daffodil, my darling. Oh, wait for me. Don't leave me, my little pigeon. Hey, oh, wait for me. Wait for you, Mayor. Wait for me there.
Daffy. She sees you.
That's it, Daffy. Stay right where you are. Oh, Daffy, my love. Oh, tell me that you weren't going to leave me.
Well, it's nice of you to come to the station to see me off, Mayor. Are you sure you can make it?
Oh, Daffy, my love. You ain't mad at me, are you? What did I do, Daffy?
After all, I thought sure you of all people would come to the hospital the day I was released.
Oh, but Daffy, my love, I just got out of a sick bed to come down here. My back's killing me. Wasn't I on my sick bed, Buster? Wasn't I, lad? Just go ahead.
Miss Dilly, he certainly was. He had an aching back.
Yes, you see, Daffy, I had an aching back. Oh, Daffy, you can't leave me now. I was just telling Buster and the lad that singing we can have a beautiful spring wedding in somebody's garden under a big yellow moon with a twinkling star shining over me. Daffy, my love, just say that you'll stay and be my bride.
Sorry, I've decided I like Florida.
Oh, boy. Oh, Daffy, get on that third train.
Looks like it's too late, Mayor. She's on the train and it's starting to pull out of the station.
Well, I'm not going to let her get away from here not that easy. No, Daffodil, Malab, if you don't come back, I'm going with you.
Hey, Mayor, come back here. You can't do that. Mayor.
Hey, Mayor Plumfort's getting on the train and it's pulling out of the station. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Well, as you can imagine, boys and girls, at that stage of the game, there wasn't much we could do except just stand there on the platform and watch the train depart the terminal with Daffodil Dilly and Mayor Plumfront on board. Would the mayor be able to talk the Widow Dilly into coming back for the wedding? Or was she going to leave and return to Florida for good? To get the details on these and other interesting solutions, be sure to tune in tomorrow for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky.